This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli ground forces are operating against U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas in all of the Gaza Strip, a military spokesperson said on Sunday. He says the IDF, Israel Defense Forces, continued to extend its ground operation against Hamas centers in all of the Gaza Strip. The military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari told reporters in Tel Aviv, saying the forces are coming face-to-face with terrorists and killing them. Palestinians in Khan Yunis City, the besieged Gaza Strip city, mourn their loved ones who were killed in an Israeli bombardment on Sunday morning. AP correspondent Charles Daylen Aizma reports.
Bodies wrapped in white sheets continue to arrive at the Nasser Hospital morgue, especially since last Friday when Israel expanded its operations to the south of the Strip. Sami al-Najela, a Palestinian man from Khan Yunis, said he was going to evacuate his family when an Israeli strike struck a three-story house in the area. The occupation didn't give us any time. The three-floor building was destroyed completely, he said, holding the body of a child in his lap. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Commercial ships have come under attack by drones and missiles in the Red Sea, and a U.S. warship there opened fire in self-defense as part of an hours-long assault claimed by Yemen's Houthi rebels. That's according to comments from multiple officials on Sunday. The attack potentially marked a major escalation in a series of maritime attacks in the Mideast linked to the Israel-Hamas war. Multiple vessels found themselves in the crosshairs of a single Houthi assault for the first time in the conflict. This is VOA News. Russia's invasion of Ukraine appears headed into a third year. Ukraine's government continues pressing allies for financial and material support, but in the United States, Congress has yet to appropriate a long-term measure to fund the federal government. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
Failure to pass a long-term spending plan may have serious implications for continued wartime support for both Ukraine and Israel, a fact not lost on Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. In a recent interview, Zelensky said Ukraine must not allow the world to forget that, like Israel, his country is fighting for its survival and doing so before a winter phase of combat sets in. At the ongoing UN Climate Conference, or COP28, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the clear message from NATO allies was continued support for Ukraine. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Ukrainian officials have launched an investigation into allegations that Russian forces killed surrendering Ukrainian soldiers after grainy footage on social media appeared to show two uniformed men being shot at close range. If confirmed, the shooting would be a war crime. It was not immediately possible to verify the video, which shows two servicemen walking out of a dugout at gunpoint and lying down on the ground before a group of Russian troops appeared to open fire. Ukrainian authorities have launched a criminal investigation. Venezuelans cast ballots Sunday in a referendum backed by President Nicolas Maduro's government over potentially oil-rich territory that is the subject of a long-running border dispute with Guyana. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino has more.
The referendum deals with a border dispute with Guyana and includes a question about rejecting the right of the International Court of Justice to determine which country the territory around the Essequibo River belongs. Maduro encouraged voters to approve the referendum as he cast his ballot Sunday. In April, the court said it had jurisdiction, though a final ruling could be years away. Venezuela has said the issue should be resolved by the two countries, while Guyana requested a court to halt the referendum. On Friday, the court ruled without expressly forbidding the vote.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino. Guinea-Bissau's president, Umaro Sissoco Embalo, says a shooting incident in the nation's capital was an attempted coup against his government. Embalo said this on Sunday in his meeting with security forces, confirming fears over the latest threat to democracy in the increasingly volatile West Africa. The gun battle follows another apparent coup attempt in Sierra Leone last month. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.